Introduction. The following chapters will discuss what an empath is and how it is different from being an empathetic person. In today's culture, empaths are sometimes portrayed as supernatural beings with magical powers, or as New Age flakes. These are short-sighted interpretations of a natural gift. It may not be a gift you asked for or a gift you even want, but if you learn to harness and wield it, you will come to appreciate not only your abilities as an empath, but also your mind, body, and spirituality as a whole. Being an empath can be difficult. You may have to deal with erroneous stereotypes, but you must keep in mind that it is a blessing. We will discuss how to accept yourself as an empath and develop your gifts, as well as control it in situations that could be too overwhelming otherwise. You will receive practical advice on how to live a normal life with your ability. We will delve into how to identify energy vampires that prey on empaths and how to protect yourself from them. Although some people doubt the existence of empaths, there is scientific evidence that they exist. Even being an empath, you may doubt the extent that the abilities can manifest themselves, and that's fine. I only ask that you listen to this book with an open mind and an open heart. You may just come to understand yourself a little better and love yourself a little more. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market, so thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Chronic inflammatory disease and how the diet may help. As research advances, it has been revealing that chronic inflammation may be the common connection between many of the most devastating diseases that plague the modern world. While many diseases will all simply have a different treatment plan, if we can treat one of the main root causes, then we can go a long way in improving the conditions and lowering death rates. Everyone has some amount of inflammation in their body. Constantly being slightly altered with pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory properties in food, the environment, medication, and more. But in some of us, this level of inflammation may increase, which could lead to anything from migraines to heart disease or stroke. Thankfully, the anti-inflammatory diet is not only a possible treatment plan for these conditions, but it may even prevent them in some cases. Rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is one of the more well-known autoimmune chronic illnesses. In this condition, the body does not recognize the fluid located in the joints, resulting in it being attacked by the immune system. This process then causes inflammation, pain, the breakdown of the joint bone and cartilage, fatigue, swelling, fever, and weakness. If you were any type of animal, which would you be? If you are anything like us, you hear questions like this all the time. And when you do, you lean back in your chair, stroke your chin, and think, that's a good question. What type of animal would I be? The most enthusiastic will give you an answer without skipping a beat. When writing this, we asked our daughter, who answered llama, without looking up from her coloring book. Later that night, she asked us what ice cream flavor we thought she was. My, oh my. Questions like this may seem like trivial small talk, but they are actually tapping into a deep human desire that almost all people, regardless of race, religion, or creed, share, a fascination with gaining a better understanding of who they are. Social media has capitalized on this in recent years, and personality tests have become increasingly popular. You can find tests that will match your answers to, well, almost anything. We have seen tests with titles of, which superhero are you? What vegetable are you? And lo and behold, yes, we even found a test that told us what kind of ice cream flavor our little one is. Strawberry shortcake. Figures.